The Four Horsemen are set to magically appear at the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall in Now You See Me Live, happening from the 19th of December till the 3rd of January, based on the global hit film franchise Now You See Me, brought to life on stage by the producers of the record-breaking phenomenon, The Illusionists. The Four Horsemen have been assembled from around the globe, bringing an unbelievable arsenal of skills. One of the youngest performing female illusionists in the world, known for her upside-down straitjacket escape, and a man known as the modern-day Houdini, performing one of the only full-view water torture cell escapes live. I'm talking Gabriella Lester and Andrew Basso of the Four Horsemen, joining us now in the 2SER Breakfast Studios. Good morning to you both. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Buongiorno.
Thank you very much for being here. You've come from all over the globe. Gabriella, where have you come from?
Los Angeles.
All right. Never heard of that place, but I'm sure it sounds lovely. Andrew, how about yourself? Where do you hail from?
I come from Venice. Not Venice Beach, but Venezia, Italia.
Oh, this is from around the globe. Gabriella, what were you doing before you were doing this, set to do this residency there at the Sydney Opera House?
I mean, I've been performing for most of my life, so for the last few years, just been traveling around and performing as a solo artist. So now I'm very fortunate to be in a casted show with these amazing performers.
How old were you when you first started doing magic and knowing that this was the path that you wanted to proceed down?
I've been doing it pretty much my whole life, but I think by the age of 10, I had set my sights on a career.
By 10, you already knew.
Very eager child.
Andrew, did you start as young?
8 years old.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I saw a circus in my little hometown in northern Italy, and I thought, I want to be part of this, you know, surreal, uncommon world. Yeah. And then I saw one magician in a different occasion. He made a ball disappear from his hand and made it reappear in my mother's hand. And that was like,
that was it. That's
what I want to do.
Gabriella, you've performed in over 500 shows in a year while touring solo. Is this your first time here in Australia?
It is my first time, yeah, and I love it.
How are you finding it so far?
I think it's been great. Yeah, the food has been amazing. The people are amazing. And I mean, the Sydney Opera House is a venue I've heard about and dreamed about visiting even my entire life. So to be able to look forward to performing there is extraordinary.
And the upside-down straitjacket escape that you do, you're doing this from 30 metres off the ground. How old were you when you found out that this was a thing that you could do?
Yeah, I was about 13 years old when I discovered Harry Houdini and fell in love and set my sights on the straitjacket escape and performed it for the first time when I was 14.
So Houdini, obviously a great influence for both of you. Because,
definitely.
Of course, Andrew, now known as the modern-day Houdini, what was it about Houdini's work that struck you as being so amazing?
Well, his full story of life, you know, starting from a very poor background and becoming the highest paid entertainer of his time,
yeah,
and being still like popular in today's after 100 years, you know, that he's passed away, I think is remarkable. He became a legend. And I think the story, you know, of a child that dreaming to become something really struck me. And the fact that he was not just performing, but he was risking his own life for the audience and creating, you know, such an unforgettable moment, I think that's remarkable.
Gabriella, you do the upside down straitjacket escape. Andrew, you do, and to correct me if I'm wrong here, the full view water torture cell escape. Does it make you scared every time you're doing it?
Yeah, I think the stakes are a lot higher for what Andrew's doing because there's some level of danger involved.
You're too modest.
My fear of heights is the only thing that's the dangerous thing in my thing, I think. But
so
I'm,
why did you choose to do it from up high then?
I was probably insane. It was a childhood decision, I think. It was just a challenge that I set for myself. And it looks cooler the higher you do it as well.
And what's up with the other horsemen, Adam, Trent, and Enzo?
Oh, one is in France right now. The other one, it's in America, probably in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to join us for the show, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're both really incredible artists. Enzo is an illusionist who comes up with a lot of the brilliant effects that we use in our show, and Adam is a viral sensation. He's had a TV series. He's traveled the world. But we all bring something a little different to the table.
And Now You See Me Live, is it based on the films or the films based on you?
Well, interesting question. In the show, we're going to bring the vibe and the, you know, the best illusions, the magic, the mentalism, the escapology, the danger that you have been loving watching the movies.
Yeah,
so I think the movie took an interest in the magic world and brought some pieces from the magic world into the amazing films, and we're taking some of the magic you've seen in the movies and bringing that to stage.
Oh, I can't wait to check it out. Gabriella Lester and Andrew Basso. You can catch them both, Four Horsemen, at the Sydney Opera House in Now You See Me Live. It's starting from the 19th of December, running till the 3rd of January, sydneyoperahouse.com. That means you're going to be having an Australian Christmas.
Yeah, we can't wait for that.
Yeah, at the Sydney Opera House.
An Australian Christmas is magical, especially if you take a good catch at backyard cricket. I'll tell you more about that. You're both escape artists. I can tell you you're looking to escape the breakfast show.